This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The ag marketplace saw a quiet end to 2023. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The final 2 weeks of the calendar year are always quiet in the ag marketplace, and that was no different for 2023. Bill Moore, senior account executive with the Price Futures Group, said many traders have used the opportunity to even themselves out for the new year.
So we got right at the end of these holiday markets, so we had 2 weeks pretty low volume. Volatility's been low as well. In addition, you got a year-end situation. Really a unique day. The last Friday is the last day of the month. Last day of the week, last day of the month, last day of the quarter, and the last day of the year. So a lot of evening. Of course, a lot of people are absent the markets right now. Take these last week or so off, rightfully so. It's just pretty low volume, not too much going on in here.
Moore said that the export situation will be the main focus in the new year, and that situation is looking good as of right now.
Going forward into next year, the big picture will be the exports, and I think they will develop. I think we're set up for a pretty good export situation first 3 months of next year. Corn's a good example. Corn is very cheap. It's a buck and a half off the highs from the summer. And as well, with this slumping dollar, the corn's even cheaper. So it makes us the cheapest corn commodity in the world. We've usurped that from Brazil, and it should bring some needed exports into our market for sure.
For more information, visit pricegroup.com. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.